With VOA News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has been designated to take over should Prime Minister Boris Johnson becomes incapacitated. But at this point, news out of Britain says a 55-year-old Johnson does not require ventilation after being moved to intensive care unit. Johnson's coronavirus symptoms dramatically worsened Monday, just a day after he was admitted for what were said to be routine tests. Johnson was admitted to St. Thomas Hospital late Sunday, 10 days after he was diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus. Johnson is the first major world leader to be confirmed to have it. President Donald Trump is disputing the veracity of a federal survey that found hospitals face severe shortages of coronavirus test supplies. The president questioning whether its conclusions are skewed by politics. With coronavirus cases rocketing toward their expected peak, the nonpartisan Health and Human Services Inspector General's office reported Monday that a shortage of tests and long wait for results are at the root of mounting problems for hospitals. It also found that 3 out of 4 U.S. hospitals surveyed are already treating patients with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. Investigators say problems like lagging testing are feeding off each other in a vicious cycle. China reported no deaths from the coronavirus over the past 24 hours. Also, just 32 new cases. All of those are from people who returned from overseas. Another 12 suspected cases, also all imported, are being kept under observation. This is along with an additional 30 asymptomatic cases. Numbers of daily new deaths have been hovering in the single digits for weeks, hitting just one on several occasions. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Investors grabbed hold of a few glimmers of hope Monday that the coronavirus pandemic could be slowing, and sent stocks surging in a worldwide rally capped by a 7% leap for the U.S. market. The number of new coronavirus cases is dropping in the European hotspots of Italy and Spain. The center of the U.S. outbreak, New York, also reported its number of daily deaths has been effectively flat for 2 days. Even though the U.S. is still bracing for a surge of deaths due to COVID-19, and New York's governor said restrictions should stay in place to slow its spread, the encouraging signs were enough to launch the S&P 500 to its best day in nearly 2 weeks. Congressional leaders are jolting ahead with another coronavirus rescue package, as President Donald Trump indicated Monday that Americans will need more aid during the stark pandemic and economic shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said another $1 trillion is needed beyond the just-passed $2.2 trillion effort. She wants another round of direct payments to Americans and more money for companies to keep making payroll. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said in recent days that health care should top the list, signaling his intent to get work done on a new bill. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set to announce a state of emergency Tuesday for the capital Tokyo and 6 other areas to stem a worrying rise in coronavirus infections in major population centers. The government is also planning to finalize a massive stimulus package worth 108 trillion yen, equal to 20% of Japan's economic output, to cushion the heavy impact of the pandemic on the world's largest economy. After seeking formal advice on declaring the emergency from a panel of experts, Abe planned a news conference for 7 p.m. GMT. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said he's encouraged by a slowing rate of coronavirus infections in the region, but says City Hall could expand restrictions on public activity if the numbers take a turn for the worse. The mayor told the Associated Press in an interview Monday that the possibilities include requiring people to stay mostly in their neighborhoods rather than travel longer distances for shopping and exercise. Even with a slowing infection rate in the Los Angeles area, Garcetti said he's continuing to seek more ventilators and protective gear for healthcare workers. Australia's highest court on Tuesday unanimously dismissed the convictions of the most senior Catholic found guilty of child sex abuse. Cardinal George Pell soon will be released from Burwin Prison outside Melbourne after serving 13 months of a 6-year sentence. Pope Francis's former finance minister was convicted by a Victoria state jury in 2018 of sexually abusing 2 13-year-old choir boys in a back room of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.